Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is, I don't know what day is it, but it's a day before the movie It, or you can listen to this before the movie It. I am John Abaya. You can maybe be surprised, like, oh, it's not Monday or Tuesday. Why is there a new episode out? Well, because we wanted to do a little bonus episode for you guys. It's something different I've been wanting to do for a very long time with my lovely co-host right now, my wife, my sunshine, Audrey.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to
the podcast. I still don't know that song.
Oh, well, you don't need to know the song. Okay. Like, you just need to, you know, like, oh, okay. Thank you, John.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you guys are new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impressions on what we watch, listen, played, and read throughout the week. And we conclude the episode with a main discussion. But this week, or this episode, I mean, we are not going to do that at all. We're only going to be discussing one thing, or not even thing, one it, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this, we will be discussing not the new It that's coming out this year, but the old It. I don't really have a name for this episode. I want to call it Before It. He's saying, you know, before this, that, it. I don't want to get confused, but basically, this is the gist of it. I have never watched the original one. I know of the original one with Tim Curry and other actors in it. And my wife watched the original one. How long ago? How many times have you watched it? How about that?
From front to back? Yeah. That I don't know. I just know that it's two VHS tapes.
Okay. So you watched it when it was VHS.
Yes. But
you do remember it.
Yes. I don't think I ever watched it when it actually aired on television, but my mom had the actual VHS.
Do you want to know when it aired in the television?
1990.
So we would be about, to give our age, 7 years old by the time this movie came out. We are well-developed children by then.
My brother was zero.
Yeah, he was zero. Oh, he was born in 1990.
Born in 90.
Yeah. Maybe he knows about it.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, have we both read the books?
No.
So no too here. I know my brother, twin brother, my co-host of the Freaking Awesome Podcast, is reading the book currently.
Do you call him your utero mate?
Utero mate.
You know, like your hetero mate, like,
oh,
hetero,
okay.
Life mate, your utero mate.
Oh, because we're in the uterus.
Yeah, you're in your
uterus.
Yeah, you're in the utero.
No, you say it. Everything has to be it. Your uterus.
Yeah, your uterus.
Yeah. Maybe now I will call him that.
My utero mate.
So we never read the book. I've never really watched the series. I'll tell you one, like, five things I really know about the series. One, okay. Tim Curry's in it. Only because I've seen him in other movies now recently. I'm becoming like a fan of him more after knowing you and knowing other movies he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't know he's in movies I really liked or knew of. So, yeah. So, he's becoming more...
Is your first experience with him without knowing it, Thornberries?
No, that's the cartoon, right? No,
yeah.
I don't know that, too.
You didn't watch Wild Thornberries?
No, I don't even know.
So, how did you actually become...
A fan of him?
Or, like,
you?
You don't...
Oh, you want to know really, like, how I knew of him?
Yeah, how did you know of him?
When Scream. Scream the movie.
Scream.
Not Scream. Scary Movies.
Mm.
From those, when he plays not butler. He played like one
the professor,
of
the
professor in one of them.
And yeah,
and
the hard nipples.
I, yeah,
and you're,
yeah,
like, wow, this guy's pretty great. Let me see what his back catalog is.
I think he was a very, like, corny professor, too. Mm-hmm. He always wanted to see the actress. Or, but yeah, that's where my maybe first...
You mean Anna Faris?
Is it Anna? No, it was a redhead.
Oh,
girl.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But that's my first, like, movie that I can remember him in.
You never watched Thornberries, though?
No, I never watched Thornberries.
Down Periscope?
No, I never. I know of Down Periscope. I never really watched it. So this is
Clue. Didn't you watch Clue?
Yeah, I recently watched Clue.
All of it.
But yeah, I seen Clue, like, bits and pieces. Same, similar to what It is. And yeah, and then
you know it through the zeitgeist, but you don't actually remember experiencing
So yeah, so that's my, like, whole thing. Two, I know it's a clown. That's so we know it's Tim Curry and a clown is it. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Three, I know the movie is split in twos. Like, there's a kids version of the series. So
not a kids version, like,
yeah,
for kids
it's
to watch.
It was a TV series first, and it's two episodes. Real quickly, the two episodes were directed by Tommy Lee Wallace, best known actually for Halloween 3, one of my favorite Halloweens, Season of the Witch. Have you watched that before?
Which one's that one?
The one, it has nothing to do with Mike Myers at all. Is that
the masks?
The masks, and they have watched it. Little pumpkin heads? Yeah, pumpkin heads. It's like if they wanted to do Halloween as an anthology, basically.
Wasn't that what it was supposed to be?
Yeah,
right?
Supposed to be. And then the other one's Fright Night. He did part two, but I never watched that one. I watched part one. I don't know if he has done part two. I'm looking at his IMDb. I don't really see part two in anything.
This is two.
Yeah, it's just part two. And then it is also written by... He did Flipper, yeah. And also written by Lawrence D. Cohen. And so he wrote Carrie, the old one, and it...
The screenplay with
what's his name? Lawrence, or Tommy Lee Lawrence, and Stephen King, of course. The book or the movie is based on his book, It.
What about Carrie? Do you like Carrie?
I know of Carrie. Being a horror fan, I know there's a lot of gaps in my thing. I want to maybe try to...
You never watch any of the new Carries?
Fill in that void, huh?
I didn't even watch the new Carrie. Is it because it's a girl and it's like the blood, period blood, and you're like, girl. No.
I never had a chance. Probably streaming right now, but...
But you watch all those other Asian horror films, but you couldn't watch any good old American... good old American horror movies, huh?
No. So that was three. So I said, what? You Tim said Curry, five. Clown, three is split into two movies. Oh, yeah.
You know why it's into two different...
Oh, yeah. So one takes place, I have no idea what year is it. The 70s, I'm assuming. Next one takes place in the 90s. Or he comes back every 30 years. So that's the other thing. It's a creature that comes back every so often. I can guess that's number four.
Which is a popular... Is it a trope or a theme in most horror films?
Most horror... I mean, the only one I could think of is Jeepers Creepers is the closest.
But it always comes back, right? I mean, that's what the evil, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing.
And number five, we've been saying, I know it was a miniseries. Mm-hmm. I know it's not an actual movie. I always believe it was a movie, but it's actually...
So is this considered the first theatrical movie release? Is it different?
This one? No. I mean, Stephen King, he's always had one TV movie, like, what do you call that?
Was his first theatrical movie? Then?
I don't know his first theatrical movie, but I know his a lot of stuff goes to TV movie, then it makes a jump sometimes to the big screen, like what was that movie with Jack Nicholson? I forgot, but yeah.
Keep going.
But yeah, that's all I know about it, and I know you know a lot. I don't want to know what you know because I don't want to be spoiled from it.
I don't know super duper a lot, I would say.
But you know like certain characters probably.
Yeah, I can't name them off the top of my head, but I understand, the gist of it. But you watch The Goonies, right?
I watch The Goonies.
This is like a scarier Goonies?
That's what I hear. It's like a... Because it has that trope of the 80s teens, or in this case, 70s teens adventuring out.
I don't think they're teens. I think it's more preteens.
Or preteens adventuring out into...
Well, I don't know. Is it when you start being interested in girls, is that teen or preteen?
Preteen.
Yeah. Or tween, is that what we call these days? Mm-hmm.
So, real quick, I just want to name the cast of the original. Some of them I know, some of these actors, a lot of them I don't.
See, reading them off of this, you're not going to recognize them. But when you see it, when we do
watch it,
you will recognize these character actors. Mm-hmm.
So before I name the actors, so we are going to discuss it right now about the before it, basically. Then we'll take a little break and we'll watch the first movie. And then we'll come back and talk
about... it's only one Blu-ray.
Yeah, one Blu-ray. I have the...
But it's equivalent of two VHS.
You guys can hear it. See, I'm opening it up. I'm not doing anything about the... what you call that? I'm not streaming it.
Is it only one Blu-ray? Or is it two? We didn't actually open it.
It's only one Blu-ray. It's not even streaming. Probably will stream after the movie's out, but...
You mean, when you say streaming, you mean for free?
Oh, for free, yeah. And I don't want to go to like a piracy site or whatnot. I bought this $8 at Walmart, if you guys are interested in buying it. Mm-hmm. It's in the $8 bin. And then we'll do another part for the last movie. And then more likely then we'll do after it, basically, with my wife. We'll discuss the new movie. And then we are believe the new movie only takes place with the kids, because that's all we see in the trailer. I don't know if they are actually continuing it. With, and when they're adults, we'll watch the movie and see. But, so the cast of the original It, the 1990s one, is Harry Anderson as Richie, Dennis Christopher as Eddie, Richard Mosser as Stanley, Annette O'Toole as Beverly, Tim Reed as Mike Hanel, Jonathan Barris as Bill,
Brandis
as age 12, Brandon Crane as age 12.
Ben.
Oh, so they're brothers. Those two brothers. Oh.
Yeah,
nice. Oh, here. John Ritter, I know of, is playing Ben Harrison, the older person. And Richard Thomas plays Bill Denbrough as the older person. Other kid actors, Adam Frazees is playing Eddie. Tim Curry is playing Pennywise. Emily Perkins is playing Beverly Marsh. Marlon Taylor is playing Mike Hanna, 12 years old. Seth Green, that's the one I know, plays Richie Toyser as age 12. Mm-hmm. Ben Heeler plays Stanley Uris as age 12. And there's other people on here that are the side characters, more likely. We probably will see other known people in the movie. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you know if the two episodes, if they were back-to-back? Or is it like a year apart?
I think probably, I know.
Or like this weekend and then stay tuned for next weekend.
Probably. That's, I think,
or is
more
it just
likely.
Or is it just like Saturday, Sunday?
So what I seen, like little hit tidbits here and there, it did air November 18th and November 20th at 1990. So it did air in two different days. It seems like on ABC. Insane. It's on an actual network. I wonder how kids watch this. Because I was a kid in 1990. If I saw this on TV, I would think it was a movie about kids. And then the next week, the week after, or the day, 2 days after, then find out, oh, it's about adults too and whatnot. Because they're grown up in the movie.
And that wouldn't interest you?
No.
The clown wouldn't deter you?
Probably. I don't know. 1990, I have no idea what I was doing in 1990.
You probably didn't even watch primetime. You probably weren't even into this.
7 years old. I was probably second grade. If I was second grade, I know.
No, you weren't. You're like first. Kindergarten?
First, probably.
That's like Corbin.
Oh,
imagine
okay,
Corbin.
Yeah. So I was in first grade. I was in Catholic school by then. I was getting slapped in the hand by a nun, literally, before talking or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably didn't watch
too
much.
You never talked again.
No, maybe she was my Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then fun little tidbits I was reading on their Wikipedia page. One of my favorite directors, George A. Romero, was originally direct the project, but he didn't do it. It was, I guess, too long, or he wanted to be a 8 to 10 hour series, but they went for a 2 hour block or 2 hour,
okay,
yeah. I would say. But yeah, that would have been interesting.
Well, because because I've seen the book and it's very large. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably 8 to 10 hours probably would have been
the thing,
barely doing it justice. Mm-hmm. I think what the miniseries that we saw is very cut down,
mm-hmm,
and watered down.
Yep, I totally agree.
Good. You totally agree.
Even though I didn't watch it, I just totally agree. Means
mm-hmm
you watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Ed, I don't know what else to add before we watch it. I don't know if that's getting annoying for people, but
what about the cover? What do you think about the cover?
The cover is one of the coolest covers. I mean, it's very like, oh, I'm behind the DVD case, and then when you turn it around, it shows him. So I know it's like if you compare the clown right now to the Pennywise of today. This one looks generally like a clown. Like you'll see, it looks like Bozo from Bozo the Clown. Other than that, that's him. And then the case is very, or I don't know if this was like a poster or just a DVD case, but very iconic in a weird way.
I want to say that's how the VHS was too.
Really? With
like
the
he's coming through
of,
or something like that.
But with the faces below, like the main character.
Yeah, that seems an 80s thing.
I would have shown the kids too. Just, you know, to show it.
You mean shown the kids?
Shown the faces of the kids next to each other.
Oh, right, to say,
the top
yeah.
The
yeah.
Bottom. But other than that, yeah. It's, I like how the CD. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped something. I like how it's just pure red and then just shows the word it.
Blood of children.
Oh, is it the blood of children?
Or the red balloon. Mm-hmm. That's red.
So we're about to watch the movie. Is there something that you want to say before, like, oh, I hope you enjoy, or is there something that you think I'll know beforehand already, or?
What do you mean you know beforehand?
Like, is there pop references to this besides the clown?
Oh, that you won't understand?
No, that I've seen in past things that you notice besides the clown.
I mean, the first trailer, or was it the teaser trailer, was pretty much not a shot by shot, but.
But you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Of the 2017.
Yes.
You're talking about, yeah. So yeah, so we'll see. Okay, so there's one thing I want to know. This is an interesting thing. I've done this with Seer, with Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Give me one word to describe it, the movie.
It.
Okay, I have no idea now, I guess.
It? I don't know.
I'll give you my word afterwards, and then that's my review. Between the scare scale, how scary is the movie that you remember as a kid? Like, would you show this to another 7-year-old?
When I'm a 7-year-old, I hear other 7-year-old child come watch this with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that scary in that sense where it's blood and gore, because a lot of it is, it's a thriller. It's mm-hmm. a thriller. It's not, you hardly see killings and death. It's only very towards the end where you see him, like, transform. I think all the children's killings are off screen. He's the clown. He's supposed to be able to prey on the innocent. So he's non-threatening mm-hmm. at the time, you know. So a lot of it is not scary. It's the fact that you are coming of age and you're coming out of the innocence where you know that you shouldn't trust this, and you have this really deep, dark, deadening of feeling that this is really wrong. Mm-hmm. This creature, this not even a creature, this person is really wrong.
So they,
and it's coming to grips with having to come out of the little, coming out of the nest and being a little child and believing everything is innocent and cute and realizing that the world is a very dark and cold place.
I can't wait to see it then.
It.
So I think that's enough about our discussion. Next time, we'll take this little break right now, and next time you hear us, we already watch part one, or episode one. I don't know what you call it. Part one.
We mean the Blu-ray? I don't know.
The Blu-ray.
Does it have an intermission? I don't know.
I think so. There has to be an intermission.
Does it say how the running time?
The running time is 182 minutes.
I don't know. Minutes.
Or 186 minutes.
How many divisions?
186, 60. I mean, 120 already is 2 hours. So 90 is 180. So yeah, if they did it correctly, I would have gone to 182 minutes.
If they did it correctly, but
sorry, not 182. Yeah. 92 minutes each side. So they'll hit the 86, whatever thing number they got. Yeah. So thank you guys. Just stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this.
Bye.
And we are back. We just watched the first part, I'm assuming, of episode one of It. It was an hour and 34 minutes. We actually went over a little bit and realized, oh, this should be the perfect spot to end it because the way it ended. And yeah, it just ended just a moments ago. Before we say anything, if you fast forward somehow and wonder, like, oh, let me see what's 50 minutes ahead or whatnot, we are going to talk about spoilers. We're not going to go to every little detail. We're not breaking down every scene and stuff like that. This is just our impressions, our thoughts of the first episode of It. And yeah, we'll just discuss it. And before we begin, let me ask you, because you've seen it before, is there any parts you watch? Oh, so we're back, my wife and I, yes. Audrey. Sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, so is there any parts in the movie that you've seen that you thought, you never thought, or that you don't remember, but then you watch it, oh, this part happened and whatnot? Because I vaguely remember anything. A lot of stuff I watch, maybe the only thing I do remember from the first episode is the Wolfman part, and that's it. Like
Yeah,
I vaguely remember the shower scene,
mm-hmm.
A cool shower scene. A lot of the effects in the movies, practical effects, and I really like. But is there anything that you remember? No, that you
I forgot remember? Seth Green was in it.
Oh, really? Yeah, so I never knew he was in it until...
I'm surprised how much I actually do remember the movie as I'm watching. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do remember this part. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I didn't pick up on as a child was... what's the younger boy's name?
The small friend.
One? Yeah, the smaller one with the asthma.
I'm assuming he's Eddie.
I think he's, yeah, he's Eddie Spaghetti, right?
Yeah, yeah. Eddie Spaghetti, yes.
You don't really see it so much when he's young, but when he's older, I didn't pick it up before, but I'm assuming now, I haven't read the book and I don't know how the new one is, but it seems like that his character is gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's always with his mother. Not that that makes you gay, but way his mannerisms are and the way he is with his business partner.
Yeah. The way they say goodbye.
Yeah.
Like a business partner.
Yeah. The way they speak to each other is more of a relationship and, you know, kind of like, I got to go do this, honey. I'll be back. Because mm-hmm. all the characters are doing that to their significant others. And his is actually a man.
Except one.
Which one?
The one who killed himself. I don't remember.
Well, that. He said goodbye to his wife.
Oh, I guess. Yes. He said goodbye.
Yeah, take a bath.
I didn't expect that in the movie. I don't remember anything when that happened. I was like really surprised. Like, oh, wow. Someone actually is going to die in this movie. He doesn't die in a horrific way. He just dies... in the least like anti-collab. I mean, I don't think you a suicide is like, you know, they should, there's anything thrilling about it, but when he killed himself, I thought he was going to drown himself or you can tell the scene when the scene's coming towards the end.
Well, whenever anybody goes for a bath and I mean, when they kill themselves, when they slit their wrist, you always do a warm bath because it's easier for the blood flow.
So I didn't know usually, that.
That's why he got it like steaming hot in there.
And he managed to write the word "it"
very nicely too.
Very nicely, yeah. Almost like
he didn't drip any blood anywhere else.
No. Yeah. Well, he kind
of
did.
Well, no, not like on the other side of the tub or, you know, dripping.
But you
dragging.
Think the wife? So the wife react to that scene, seeing his face. But you think seeing the and the curtain is only covering his face. You think the wife would react to it more seeing the word "it" right away. I mean, if I saw you, I'll see the word "it," then it goes to your face and it's like, oh yeah, it's horrifying. But I was questioning like, oh, why is right away my emotions would be what "it," and then it's like, oh.
Well, when your spouse has killed himself, I think it's more of your spouse has killed himself than what they wrote on the wall. The wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't expect, I literally thought the movie would be the first part about the kids, but it is a flashback type of scene, and mm-hmm. I'm interested in the new movie when we watch it tomorrow how they play it off, because it seems like in the new movie there are no
adult scenes.
It seems like we're seeing the point of view of the kids, and
that seems like a better way to tell the story.
It is a better way, because
not the way, well, I mean, I guess they had to do it for TV, so you have mm-hmm. to scrunch in as much as you can.
I was telling you this, like, so it's very anticlimactic now, because we know they don't succeed, because we know throughout the very beginning of this movie with what's his name, Tim Reed's character Mike, he basically is a librarian of the movie, and he tells the kids or tells his friends, he calls them up, that he's back. So we know because in the ending of the movie they think they succeed by killing it, basically. So I'm wondering in the new movie, because a new audience who never read the book or watched the original, it would be cool if they end the movie with them killing it and that's it, and then we think he's dead and whatnot, and then there's a, you know, second movie, because we don't know for the second movie or the new movie if there's a second film. They haven't cast anyone,
or maybe they'll do like Marvel, like see Spider-Man in the next Marvel film.
That'd be really cool if we see whoever's playing the Tim character again, mm-hmm. Signed up already, and that is the ending where you see him calling everyone because there was another murder in the same visa. Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. So I want to kind of not break it down scene by scene, but I want to know your thoughts of like acting wise and everything of this first episode, because
it's a lot of TV acting.
It is TV acting, and Tim Curry kind of like stands out.
Oh yeah,
personally, because mm-hmm. he has this like, oh, I'm Mr.
Well, you don't Pennywise. Yeah, you don't get to see that until the sewer scene mm-hmm. very much.
But you do see in the beginning scene where he has what's his name, the brother's name. I forgot his name.
Georgie.
Yeah.
Oh so, yeah, when he gets so his theatrics.
The whole, like, oh yeah, I have.
Oh, they float like he's about to just see, climax.
Do your impression? I think you almost got it. I love how you just said float.
how they all float. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
But yeah, then there are like really nice catchphrases in this. Oh, is it, wait. So acting wise, we both agree it's not the best acting, especially kid actors in this movie. The kid, I'm assuming, is a kid from the one who plays the main Richie. Is the one from
A bit overacting.
No. He's from a movie or a TV show, but I forgot.
All of them look very familiar.
Yes. Richie. Who is it, Eddie? Or no, Bill. Bill. Bill looks like, I'm looking at the actors right now. He looks like
a Devin Sawa kind of kid.
He is from Never Ending Story. So I wonder if he plays this kid from Never Ending Story. I don't know, really. But yeah, he has that face of that 80s kid the crew and whatnot.
Striped shirt,
yeah. I like how in the movie each one of them has a personal vendetta against Pennywise. Like, not personally, but they have Pennywise know how to trigger them in a weird way. So like,
ooh, maybe that'll play well into this new millennials.
Like the one who's playing or Bev's character is the, like you said, the father is the one. So he plays with that against the father, and you see the older self, and she has a really bad husband. I hated that scene. I hate when there's scenes where the woman's getting abused like that.
Yeah.
But she fought back, and then it's funny that she fought back because you learn in later on that her character is actually like the key character. She's the
one
best
that fought.
Yeah,
it.
She can do the whole.
She actually has a good aim.
She has a good aim with the slingshot. Yeah. Who else character? The one who died, who committed suicide, Stanley, is a Boy Scout, and he follows the rules, I guess, but he had a hard time believing.
Well, everything has its place. Everything is logical and scientific.
Oh, yeah, to him,
And when it finally came through to him inside the book, he was, you know, that goes against everything he believes in. Now nothing makes sense in the world.
And then for him,
and that's his worst fear. He has no control, no sense.
And then Pennywise basically eat that up because he's the one who's still so fearful.
And how he said, too, that they taste better with the fear of the children's fear, they taste better. That has a lot to play in the book, I know, and the lore and stuff of Stephen King's characters. He's the eater of worlds, like those little things I know are in the book and in the things.
So we find out that he's an alien, it seems like, or some type of, he's an eater of worlds.
Well, he's in the beginning. It's him and the turtle, you know. He is
him and the turtle.
The turtle is the beginning of life, you know. The life gives life, you know, in the beginning, you know, the universe. There was the turtle.
Is that in the movie?
I don't know if it's in the movie, but that's part of the book and all of like Stephen King's lore.
Did not know that. Turtle, that reminds me of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
No, but that's like Avatar in like Native American stories. You know how the world is on the back of a turtle? It's all that type of thing.
I never watched Last Airbender.
But that's not where I'm saying it.
I know. I see a lot of pictures of a turtle and stuff like that. And then,
I'm surprised you didn't go to Dragon Ball Z or something.
Master Roshi.
He has sunglasses.
Yeah, the guy with the sunglasses. He has a turtle shell. Who else? So we got Eddie. So Eddie is Seth Green's character. Richie is Seth Green's character. Basically grown up Seth Green's character. He plays it as a comedy guy, but he uses comedy as his tool to fight off bullies, it seems like. Especially, I have no idea the bully are called, but in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I think it's Henry or something, the main guy. I really hope that they develop the bully's story much more than they did here. Because it's like, well, why does he hate everybody? Just, you know, oh, he's a bad kid. And oh, he's a greaser.
At one point, he has only three people. One who belches, named Belcher or something. Mm-hmm. And then one other kid. I forgot his name.
And at one point, they had two more kids. Yes. And the next point, they're gone.
And they just disappear off the thing. They're like, oh, never mind. They recruited two teenagers. Like, oh, yeah, we beat up these other guys.
They probably filmed that part first. And then they decide, oh, we don't need that.
So many kids. You can't have how many, like, all these 12 kids in the
all these kids climb over the fence.
It's too much. It's too much people. But yeah, his crew basically, because I was wondering, like, oh, I get to see the grown-up versions of that crew, and nope, I didn't get to see it. Well, maybe
you will
the that the bully.
In the second
part. He survives in this one. His other teammate
got saw the deadlights.
Split in half, apparently. Another one.
He didn't split in half. He bent
in half. Belcher. He should have belched in the last...
As he goes in the tunnel.
But he didn't do it.
Was that really him? Or do you think that was like a dummy thing? Because they use prosthetics.
It's him, but his legs are...
Can you bend like that all the way flat forward?
No.
Or it's so him, someone else's legs, huh?
No, it's not someone else's legs. It's dummy's legs.
Yeah, but it's his face, right? I mean, it's his top body.
Yes. And he's basically getting dragged from the other side of the tunnel, the pipe, basically, and his legs are bended. In the thing. What else? Who is the other characters? I feel like I'm missing someone. Who the heck is Eddie?
I wish the... What's the black kid's Mike?
Mike, yes. Yeah, Mike.
I wish he was more in the story. Not just some like poor black kid that they saved. And now he's
a token black kid in most like 80s movies or in that.
He never leaves.
I mean, Stranger Things has the exact same character.
He is a historian. They established that when you first meet him in the school, and his family has done that type of thing too. Like, they never leave Derry. They have all this stuff. They have all this history.
So he
would never leave either, I guess. But I wish he was in the story more. It seems really odd. Is there a black kid in the trailer for the new one?
Yeah, there is. There is one. Mike and Eddie, they come in late. Is it Eddie?
Stanley.
Who's the one who killed himself?
Stanley.
So Mike and Stanley kind of come in late.
Stanley was there the whole time, but they didn't say his story. They could have done that with Mike as well. He could have been with them the whole time, and then they didn't establish a story till later.
Until they hit seven, the Magnificent Seven or whatever.
Well, I guess maybe that's what it was. The key
number seven, basically. So it feels like maybe they need a seventh person again in the next episode of this movie.
I don't think they do.
They do? Okay.
I don't think so.
So everything
that'd be really weird. Yeah. It's like, oh, guys.
Everything I know about this movie we've seen in the first episode, I have no idea what's going to happen in the second episode. I know there's one more thing I know about.
What do you know?
A spider. That's it. I know there's a huge
spider. They alluded to that in the... You can see when his gloves, how they were insect-like coming through a little bit. And then when his hand actually turned to a type of bug insect, you know, or arthropod or something like that.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking forward
to. And the kind of the sounds in the sewer and things like that. It gives you it alludes to that sort of thing. And I don't like either that how when they were in the tunnel and they quote unquote killed him, they all knew that he didn't die. They all wanted to believe it. Like, oh, we get off the back, it's over. But they use
that belief basically to kill him because they believe that they can kill him. Like, what's his name? Eddie, the one with the inhaler, used his, because in before they all took a hit, basically. With their inhaler. It does taste weird if you ever taste an inhaler. But he imagined that as battery acid. Or they all said it
Seth
was battery.
Green's character was like, ew.
So he imagined it as battery acid, and then he killed it or hurt him because it's his fear. If you can imagine, we all cannot imagine our fears. So if you can imagine something against it.
How powerful. I mean, we can say with our kids how powerful their belief in their fears and their phobias right now, like being scared of the dark or all this other stuff on the internet, how it completely controls them. And even though you say logically, no, it's not. They can't change it.
Also, I want to mention too is the special effects. They look like they use stop motion claymation, especially the scene where he hops down or
comes out of the drain.
Pulls out the thing in the shower scene and pushes it. I thought that shower scene would be worse because it's a little boy in the shower, and I was like, I don't like this at all. Because I don't know how creepy Pennywise is in this.
But I think that's the play too in his fear, and not a nod or whatever. I forget how they call it when writing, but. Alluding that he's gay as well.
Oh, yes.
That sort of thing.
Oh, but he doesn't want to show his body among the other
boys. Yeah, and be with the other boys in the shower and things like that.
Maybe his mom said
Well, there's always that thing, guys, you know, touch each other in the shower. I don't know. What did you guys do in the shower?
Actually, in high school and everything, huh?
A lot of boners?
No, nothing. Everyone, literally, I haven't seen anyone took a shower in the boys' locker room. Everyone didn't want to. Because we're boys and we don't want to. I doubt women or girls in
high school. We had showers.
Yeah, but you guys took showers, like all naked and stuff like
that? No, I think the only people who used it maybe who were I mean, no, they didn't even have the pool at Natomas.
Yeah,
they
did. Same.
I don't know.
But yeah, in our, yeah, we no one used the shower. I think I remember one person using the shower, and the person had shorts on.
Because, yeah, I think
that's it. And then that's what we do. Like, no one touches that. I'm assuming maybe if you played football or soccer.
Probably that time, more of that.
Use it. But yeah, we never use the shower. What am I missing? I think that's it. I don't know what else. Is there anything highlighted in your mind? My highlights are like a lot of the what do you call it? The acting, I guess you could say, is just really bad. And then
yeah, you kind of get used to it a little bit.
That's not more a highlight, but that's the thing I remember more is the bad acting because.
But I think it goes with the TV aspect of the TV actors. Versus, you know,
every little movement or like mannerisms each character does or actor does when they do a horrific scene and they put their mouth,
well, you said, yeah, you said too, how
hands on their mouth,
yeah, yeah, like, right. Okay. How you could tell Stranger Things took a lot from type of, you know.
So after watching this, I see like one or two type of things that Stranger Things took.
Is a bunch of kids fighting a monster.
Monster, yes. Right? Another a thing they don't know about. So one of them is the, basically they have a slingshot too in Stranger Things. And then that was the weapon of choice they use. And there was something else. They do similar thing like they get, I don't remember it that well, but I remember they do have like a pack.
A lot of movies like that do.
This one, they have one towards the ending where, swear to me, swear to me.
I swear
to me. Where's Pennywise? Everyone knows this voice because they listen to the other episodes.
No.
I'm Clown Man. Oh, that's Joker, actually. It's Clown Man.
Yes.
Yeah. Clown. Who's a better clown, Joker or Pennywise?
A better clown?
Yes, better clown.
Are you saying as the evil person? The
clown? No, better clown or just overall, a clown.
Well, Pennywise did flips and stuff. And
Joker can do that, blooms. Too.
Joker doesn't
does even. Joker has an arsenal of
like, balloons?
Yes.
Yeah.
Batman Returns? Was it Batman Returns? No, Batman. That's the first one, right? He has huge balloons that had gas in it, and they killed everyone. You know,
I guess.
The Prince Song, blah, 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 spray paint. Oh, I want this painting. The moon hit
the peanut balloons?
Or something like that. Peanut of the night. I don't know. Something with the moon shines bright in the peanut of the night. I don't know if the word
peanut.
Yeah, something. I don't know if peanut's part of the quote, but something with
but moon. I want peanuts now.
Yes. But yeah, so we will continue the movie now. Any quick predictions of what will happen besides assuming Pennywise will be dead?
Well, he's not dead right now.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, but.
In the ending, I know the ending, he'll die because that has to have to happen.
I cannot remember how the adults kill him. I can't remember.
I'm
trying to imagine the adults going in the sewer, and I don't see that happening.
Will they flashback to when they're kids or no?
What do you mean?
In the second episode. Or
I
kind of like to see them. Like,
they might more. I honestly don't remember. All I remember that we haven't seen yet that's in the second episode, I guess, is the... where they all go to the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, there is a Chinese. You mentioned this.
And we're getting Chinese after this.
I guess, yeah. We'll see. We'll talk and see if we get Chinese after this. So thank you for this little middle part. We will take another break. Yeah. And when we return, we will conclude our final review of Before It episode. And just enjoy. And remember, don't break the circle.
Bye.
And we are back for the final segment. And this is how I'm going to talk throughout the final segment. And yes, welcome. We watched episode 2 of the 90s It. And here are our thoughts.
These are our thoughts.
Actually, that's better.
Are you trying to say, like, listen to our thoughts?
Yeah, listen
like
to our
hear?
Thoughts. No, like, listen to my brain.
Hear my thoughts?
Listen to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, we watched episode 2. The predictions. What was our predictions?
What do you mean with predictions?
We predicted that the movie would end
mm-hmm.
with a spider. It did, ish, kind of.
They did go back in the sewer as adults.
Yes, they go back to sewers. The Chinese food scene, restaurant, Chinese restaurant scene happen.
Mm-hmm. More like Beetlejuice. I like
Beetlejuice, yeah. Odd scene. A lot of weird scenes in this movie, I feel, or in this episode more than the last one. Like, especially in the beginning, or not even beginning. It's, well,
having to fear your childhood fears as an adult is much more terrifying than it is as a child, because it brings you back to that, you know, state of unnerviness. Mm-hmm. You know, of you thought you were better than that, older than that, and it breaks them down.
Basically. And then, so the movie, we left off with episode one where Stanley dies. And then, same thing from our last segment, we'll break down every scene. We just watched the movie probably like 2 minutes ago. And then I have to say the acting is still bad. It's not great. It's still the
same. Very harsh on the acting.
It just feels
from the '90s. Yeah, what other '90s films are you like?
Oh, Aliens. Aliens is great.
That has great acting in it. It doesn't have '90s acting.
No. It has great. It's not even from the '90s. Aliens came out in the '70s. So see, look at that. Well, I'm just saying that.
It's not even the '80s. Huh? It was 78.
Alien came out in the '70s. It's like probably 2 years after Star Wars came out. I remember. That's how close those two movies are. Yes. Enough about those movies. So yeah, the acting still not the best in the movie. It's still, I mean, these are most of these stars. Like I see, like Tim Reed. I think he plays Mike. He is the dad from Sister. I don't remember the full song.
Was that Disney or was that ABC?
It's
or TGIF.
Not even TGIF. It's UPN.
Oh, came around UPN
with his little brother, or their actual brother is a smart genius guy too. Homeboys in Outer Space, and there was another thing. I can just ramble about UPN shows. So, and then there is John Ritter, plays the older person. I knew him from other movies like Chucky.
That's all he did. Right? Yeah. This one and Chucky.
Tim Curry, of course. We talked about Tim Curry. And there's the other guy. There's like one more star that we notice. Oh, no.
The one guy. The funny guy?
Oh, yes. He played which one? Eddie?
Mm-hmm. He's the guy from Night Court, right?
Yes, Dennis. Not Eddie. He played Richie. So Richie is played by the guy who played in Night Court. Him. But he is a comedian, an actual comedian, too, in real life. So,
and I do hope in the new one, in the new film or the second film, if it's not already in the first film, that a real comedian,
plays
that part.
I don't want, also if it's a comedian, like I don't want it to be the typical comedian that we always, I'm assuming they'll get the guy from The Hangover. He always plays in these type of movies.
The raccoon?
Huh?
The raccoon?
Who the heck is a raccoon?
The one that's from The Hangover, it's the raccoon in Marvel.
No, not him. Not the actual.
Zach Galifianakis.
Not Zach Galifianakis.
He's a clown.
There's another one. There's the one I always, not oh. John Sudeikis.
Oh, the who?
John Helms. The Helm. Mr. Helms.
He made a Sneed?
Yeah, him. Yeah. I'm assuming they'll get him to play the thing. What else? I mean, so overall, did you like it, the ending? When you watched it, this is what the ending that you remember?
I see it, yeah. It's all crustacean-y, yeah. Where you keep calling him an alien. He's not an alien.
He's not an alien?
He's not an alien.
He's from there?
No, he is. He was there in the beginning.
Okay.
Of creation of the universe. He's not an alien. Like he's from another planet and he came here. No.
But he says devour worlds. That's why I'm...
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's like a... Like,
it doesn't mean he's an alien. He's here in creation. You wouldn't call God an alien,
would you? They've been going to planet, taking all the resources.
Yeah.
And now they're
speech. Yeah.
We must stop them. That's what I thought when he said
devour. I know. I might have confused you when I said that. Yes, but it's not an alien. Mm-hmm.
I think you are the one who put that in my mind.
I never said it was an alien.
You said alien the whole time.
No, I said he's from another place.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. So that scene is much... There's a lot of silly scenes. There's a lot of funny scenes, I think. What's his name? Harry Anderson, who plays Richie, does a great job making you laugh, actually. There's a one part where... God, what's his name? Bill? Bill? Yeah, mm-hmm. Bill is doing his stutter routine, and he does this one sentence. I don't remember his mom.
All like, my mom used to give it to me, so I wouldn't stutter. He's like, well, honey, that's not working. Yeah, and he looks at him like, honey, he goes, mwah.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and then they all laugh. I was like, that's a pretty cool scene. Like, it felt like a genuine scene, like, mm-hmm. if you're trying to get away and everything. I feel bad for Eddie. He died in the movie.
Mm-hmm. The virgin died in the virgin. Film.
So we were assuming that he was gay in the film.
I think he still is.
He probably is, but
because even when the head of Stanley was in there, he said, "Oh, you don't have sex, or what's mm-hmm. your sex?" Like mm-hmm. you know, it's still up in the air. He doesn't know mm-hmm. either himself.
But he hasn't found that someone because he wants to lose his virginity for someone he knows he loves, and the only people he loves are the loser club kids.
Yeah, basically. His friends. Yeah.
And then it was kind of sad that he died. When he said, I have a secret, I thought he's going to tell him that. And mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't have a girlfriend.
I don't know if Stephen King talks about those type of things.
Same here. I don't know anything about that.
And then especially for this time in a TV movie, they would not have blatantly said that, I'm sure.
The Belcher is back in this mm-hmm. one. Didn't expect that at all. I forgot about him. Friendly neighborhood zombie guy. They always do
is
like...
Is that a zombie? Is that what he is?
I don't know. It is very similar to American Werewolf in Paris. Or is it London? One of those.
Are they zombies? Or are they just back from the dead?
One of the scenes in those movies is that the best friend comes back as a zombie. Like your dead
person.
Or is
it just like a decaying...
It's decaying's ghost body.
And zombie, they have to be eating you.
Yeah. So yeah, he's not a zombie. He's a decaying ghost, basically, a thing. He comes back and tells older version of character of antagonist. I have no idea
his name. Henry.
Henry? Yeah, he tells Henry... To come back and kill them again? So this is where the movie
Because it knew that he could not succeed without in killing them. Mm-hmm. They have to half believe. They have to believe in order for him to be strong and for him to do it. But for, like he said, Henry, you're alive. It doesn't matter if they believe or not. You can still kill them.
Mm-hmm. So also they pinned the murders on Henry. Somehow Henry
confessed. Maybe it told him in the deadlights to confess.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. And then it needs to get stronger in the next 30 years. We learn that this monster basically lives every 30 years he feeds. I think that's one of the things we knew about before mm-hmm. going into the movie. That I knew about a little bit going in. And yeah, so we get that little plot point where Mike tells us history of the town of Derry.
It's D-E-R-R-Y. Okay.
I don't know if this place is real.
I think it is. I know
Stephen King is like from Maine or something. So mm-hmm. a lot of his books are from that area. So I don't know if this is a thing that, is a creepy little place that seems like everyone knew about this creature or this thing because they have like a secret.
It's like an unspoken evil. It's turning your back. You don't mm-hmm. want to deal with it. You know, a lot of small towns are like that.
Mm-hmm. So, and we also have, the kids are back in this, they do flashbacks. And then they do a better job here of like doing these scenes where we try to guess what's actually happening and they show.
In the first episode, it seemed like it was linear where you could tell that when their flashbacks were when they first met, in the middle when they fought. In this one, I couldn't tell if these flashbacks were before they had killed it or after they killed it.
They're all before. And then we find the misbees. When they're adults, they forgot about everything.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I'm confused is because when Stanley, when he's on the bike and he says, oh, yeah, I saw him.
But then
in the book, is that why he got scared or something? Because that confirmed what he saw mm-hmm. or something?
Like, there is a way probably to edit this movie linearly where you can do all the scenes back to back to back to back and then take away the adult scenes. And that's what they're probably are doing in the new one. Like, that's literally what they're probably doing in the new one. So it's interesting to see it that way. Just to see flashbacks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I always
thought, an old bike can cure all.
Yes. Cure. Like I said,
get someone in the catatonic state.
There's so many silly parts and odd and like weird things that doesn't make sense. Even of this,
but
movie.
It's the power of belief. Of I faith. Guess, yeah, faith. Faith. That's
it's
the
all
big
about
thing
faith,
faith.
Yeah. The ending where the whatever crab spider monster basically tries to lure them back in, and three of the five got lured in, and then it's up to Richie and I forgot the female, the Bev.
No, it's up to Eddie.
Yeah, it's up to Eddie and Bev to stop them, and they did basically.
Almost. I think because they're the weakest of them. Yeah, he's a girly boy. She's a girl. Mm-hmm. So those, you know, the other three are the masculine, and he took those right away because of their pride and all that stuff. And those ones, they were able to get around it. But then I guess he crushed him to death.
Yes,
or the fall.
Like I think he crushed him to death because we saw his glasses break, basically.
Did they?
Yes, they broke. He's like crushed. Like, I don't understand that. Because
what, he crushed his body and then his glasses just broke? Broken,
yeah, basically. And then, yeah, then the Bev came along and killed him with the magic silver bullet thingy that they made out
and
of.
And how did that kid get access to, like, smelting
I don't know.
Tools?
It doesn't make sense, that part. And then the most horrific part is that they killed him with their bare hands and ripped their heart out.
Pulled out his baby heart. It was, like, beating alive, like a little infant or something in the shadow.
The most insane thing to see in a movie like this. Because
I don't know how you could get to it past its shell anyway. It's a hard, hard shell.
It's like they're eating crabs. And
yeah,
you see,
I thought they were going to bite it up.
What's his name? Richie has a bowl of butter and dipping it inside sauce. That's pretty good, guys. See, look, I'm the comedian of the group. Pass the butter and whatnot. Also, after that scene is... So, in the movie, they introduce... what's his name? Bill's wife or whatever.
She's the wife. One. Audra?
Yeah, in this they introduce her in the first. Oh yeah, in the
yeah,
first
she's
one.
The first
but in this one, she plays a weird, odd role because she gets sucked into the city by Pennywise too, and she enters the city.
Well, because Pennywise has like a hold over everybody too.
Yeah, but feels
a
like
haze,
that's
a haze, and so he used that to. He knew that he could use that as a lure because he's able to see in all their minds. So he knew that that was the wife, and she was there.
And that's what he needs, that one little piece. He has him with Georgie already, or George, and he needs that one little piece, it seems like, to get him. Because he's, like, quote-unquote, the protagonist, it seems like, excuse me, I'm like Belcher.
No, you're not.
No, whatever. Not Tina Belcher. I'd rather be Tina Belcher. What was it? I lost my train of thought. So he is a protagonist of the thing.
He's a protector.
He's a protector. Yes. Wait, did they all play like a part? I guess.
She even said that too. He's the leader, the protector. Yes, he has to stand up for them like he did before.
But he was weak too at one point, and then that's why.
He's always weak. They're all.
Yeah, they're
weak.
All kind of weak. But they need.
We all have our faults, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We all float down the water.
Yep. We all float. No, unless you're a witch, you don't float in water.
No, the floats are your faults, and we all have them. That's my metaphor.
Faults in our stars.
No, yes, that's a great movie, too. You guys watch that. Mm-hmm. You'll cry at the ending. Unlike this film, I wasn't crying. I was kind of laughing. Because so the wife was there, and she got stuck in spider webs. And then all of a sudden, this is at the very end of the movie. She's, what do you say, catatonic?
Catatonic, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't speak. She can move barely.
Well, she's stuck in that, you know, that you're led to believe she's stuck in the realm of the deadlines type of thing.
And then Team...
Her mind is gone. She's gone crazy.
Tim Reed does his best Morgan Freeman expression and does a monologue.
His voiceover.
Yeah, voiceover at the ending. And
it's very soothing.
Yeah, it's very soothing. At the very ending, and then you see him figuring out, oh, the bike.
White
Stallion, or what do you call it? Stallion? Hi-yo, Silver, away! Yeah. The what was that guy name? That movie just recently came out, too.
Oh.
A couple years ago. I forgot his name. Yeah, yeah. But he takes his bike, and then they don't even do this in like special effects. He's actually riding in the streets. Down the streets of
Derry,
Indiana. Derry, Maine. And then she's cured, and that's the end of the movie, and it's kind of dumb.
Well, it's belief, because he was telling you to believe.
I guess
it's
dumb. I don't like that ending.
Well, it's because
that's
the way.
I feel
that's
like
stupid.
Yeah, it's just it feels like they're trying to tie a loose bow, and then they just put this in because they I wish they introduced that in earlier in the movie. I get like there's a scene in the movie too in this in the ending where
they did the power of the bike that it brings back the memories and all that.
Wait, where did they send that?
When they first touched it, and they remembered it.
In the second episode, right? It's not the first. They don't introduce that bike. You don't because they know couldn't.
It was so long. It was so long.
That bike just shows up.
That's why I'm saying all their flashbacks in the second part. Yeah, I can't tell. Is it linear or is it before?
It feels like they killed him or after. I wish they. They showed that bike in the first episode and showed some significance of it.
It's just childhood objects.
I know, but like, they just threw that in. Like, it's the, what do you call
it? Yeah, like those those two are best friends. Mm-hmm. Those two are best friends. She invited them all in her house. She's a big old slut. She'd be making out with everybody.
It's the 90s. I don't know. About
and he made out with her and he did his wife. That's why it feels all bad.
It feels weird. Like her relationship with, I guess they love each other to the point where they feel so too. Comfortable.
Would you want me to love all my best friends?
No, not like that. I mean, if you guys killed a monster a long time ago.
We have this bond, so we have to make out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine.
We do tongues.
I guess, but then... Yeah, it's just
And it made it seem like, too, like, after, like, because I'm assuming they're, like, junior high or, like, even elementary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they said 12. That's, like, the...
They're age 12. Okay, yeah, so that's... around 12. That's what's elementary, mm-hmm. almost, so junior high. So yeah. I think after that, I think they all kind of split up, go to different high schools, and they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, they're not friends.
They're tiny-ass little weird. Town. They all didn't go to the same little high school. Yeah,
it's just so weird. I don't know. It just felt odd, the relationship after a certain point. They just gave up. Mm-hmm. And then they all went to separate ways. And then they all got united right now for this one thing. And I don't know. It's just weird. And then I like there's a small social commentary about the poor and how Tim Reed's character, he's black, the token black kid at the group, and he still lives in the poor area. And what's his name? Bill was all saying, oh, yeah, how we are all famous and whatnot.
This is poor town. This is poor town.
And then he points at his house. Yo, I still, you know, live in the poor town.
Yeah.
Bill.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good.
And he paid for their lunch.
Yes, he paid. Yeah, he's like.
Their giant ass Chinese dinner.
Yeah, I don't need any of that, you guys.
The chop suey.
thing. But yeah, that. It was an interesting way.
I really wish, because I haven't read the book, I really hope there's a scene, or they put the scene like in the Chinese food where they're like, oh, you guys okay? Or something like that. And then like, you know, they start after they clean up after him or something, or they clean up and there's still food on the table, and then all of them just rush out without doing the end part or something. And then they start eating the gross food or something. They're like, oh my God, you know?
So in the movie, I really appreciate that the kids are the only thing, they can only see the things that it is portraying or whatever they're showing.
See, that's good acting. They're all other people aren't reacting like when the balloons popped in the library.
That's good act.
You could barely tell they flinched. You could barely tell they flinched.
But still, that's a cool thing. It reminds me of, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, where it plays with not just their minds but our minds. But we don't know what the heck is happening.
Well, that's why she said she brought him in and two in her bathroom to clean it up.
And there's like a really good scene with. What's his name? Ben? Is Ben? Yes, Ben and Bev character when they're in a hotel and Ben gets tricked. I was like, that's a cool trick scene where
you see the little clown a little bit and then the makeup
comes out, but they show...
Like, and then she wants to make out with him again. He's like, what happened?
Yes, yeah, and that's another funny part in the movie I really enjoyed. I laughed more in this episode than the last episode. Because
I think this episode had more scary parts,
there's a huge scary part with Bev's character with the dad, and I was like, man, this is really scary. It's basically zombie dad and chasing her around the house, and
or like that Norman Bates type of
thing. Yes, and it's just really trippy the way the makeup
they
and
had
everything.
The actor do it, you know, and stuff like that.
And then that just really was scary, like a genuine scary scene that if I saw that as a kid, I'll be scared. Like, episode one, they mostly played off the clown and that werewolf, I guess, but.
Little fangs.
And this one they played more of a grown-up scares of
just imagine in this one now that they can stretch his face, they can do all kinds of stuff, you know, and it still looks very believable.
Yes.
I'm assuming it will look very believable.
And then there was another scary part. Oh, the mummy scene too, or whatever.
I'm trying to figure out why he's afraid of that. That's his fear, because that's, I guess, mummies are real technically. It's, you know.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
And
that could come,
and that's part of him that's still a child, where he's like, you know, when he's a kid, he still believes, even though he's very like, oh yeah, it's not, I'm only empirical evidence and stuff, but he still has the vulnerability of like, oh, mummy, is a mummy real? Mm-hmm. You know, I know they're real. They're real people. That's a real thing there. But it's going to come up and get me. I had that fear when my dad died. And he
really?
was in his coffin. I didn't want to go to the coffin because I thought he was going to pop up back. Mm-hmm. Logically, I knew he was dead. He's not coming back up. But I still had that fear that something's going to pop out of there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? It was something else that was a fear. I totally forgot what was the other one.
Oh, that the night nurse's Cujo dog and the clown.
Oh, yes. So
a giant clown and a little ass dog in the head.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that's his fear as a dog, mm-hmm. and he died. And then they always say, oh, adults can't see it because they forgot about him. And somehow.
Well, he said that too. Yeah, he's like Henry or whatever. He's like, oh, I can't get out, you know, and. You know, blah, blah, blah is on guard. And I just hate him. He's the worst. It's like, oh, don't worry. I can take care of him.
I feel like if he could take care of him, why don't he take care of every other grown up?
He took Audra and stuff like that. Yes, and in his cave, he had adults in there that he fed off to.
But it feels
but they don't taste as good. They're not as tasty.
Oh.
The adults don't believe.
But it feels like everyone in that town has a fear of them because they all don't want it. Like, there's a story where Bev tells like,
because as long as you don't talk about it and do anything, then you're fine.
Yeah,
it's the same. It's saving your own hide. No one to stand up for anything. So as long as you live by his rules, you know, everything is fine. Just like how back, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's how it is now.
I don't know. But it just felt weird that, like I said, the second episode felt odd a little bit.
I wish you would have killed him not as a dog. I wish it would have been a physical thing. Like,
what do you mean?
The clown attacked him.
Oh, yes.
Or even... Because he gave him the knife. I thought he was gonna possess his body and actually kill him physical because he's alive. Because he just got through telling him, oh, you're alive. You can do it. I can't do it because I'm weak.
Yeah.
You know, and he's weak. He's strong when he's with kids because he can feed off their fear and that makes them. But with an adult, they don't believe that because it's like, well, that's not real. It's a clown or something, you know.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Like, that would have been better if he possessed him and stabbed him, or even possessed him and then still had the fearness of whatever. You mm-hmm. know?
Also, what's his name? Oh, God, I forgot. I just left my train of thought. The bad guy.
Henry.
Yeah, I guess his little part was just there just to kill. Like, I felt like you can do that movie without him and maybe just show...
In the second part?
Yeah, the second part. Maybe show him that he's crazy, but I guess they needed that one little fear left into...
They needed... The Losers Club needed a catalyst to actually do it because they weren't on board.
No.
They wanted to, but then they didn't. And, like, even at the end, they were going to leave.
Because they're still questioning,
like, even after the hospital.
Real? Yes.
Even after the hospital, they wanted to leave, but then that... It took that and then seeing a boy. And it's the same thing with Richie, where he saw on the TV where a kid was dying. Yes. And then Billy saw a mother and a son, you know, there.
Playing piano.
Yeah, playing piano.
So is that just, that wasn't George. It was just a kid.
I don't think it was. I think it's supposed to be like, you know, well, if you guys leave, like them saying, like, if you leave, this is going to happen again.
Oh,
more killing is going to happen. Yes. You guys need to stand up and do it.
Yes. That's a bit very visually, yes, that's a good video. When you explain it like that, yeah, he's doing it because he doesn't want that kid to die, yeah.
Because they were saying something too, like, how is it like, oh, isn't it a coincidence none of us are like, no have kids and all this stuff. And the way he said it too, like, you guys all left and became successful, so you guys wouldn't come back. You guys had no reason to come back. So I don't know if it knew that... he knew that these people could... hurt him because they were strong together. When you're alone, your fear takes over. You don't have anyone to hold on to or latch to be in your head in your corner. So I don't know if he like gave them the drive or something to leave and to be successful, and without that they probably never would have been successful, I guess.
It's weird, and they drew them back again. So. Yeah.
No, the black guy.
Yeah.
He's the one that brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
If he was never there, it would have woke up and killed again, and then he wouldn't have sleep and all that stuff.
Mm.
But Henry knew, because he is the historian in the family, or his family and stuff like that, he knew he had to stay.
Yeah. Not Henry, Mike.
Or Mike, I'm
yes.
sorry.
Who's Henry's a bad guy, or a bad kid.
Yeah, Mike knew that he had to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, oh, I feel bad, you know.
And I guess in his little, I don't know what you call that movies where you tell your side, not your side, but your, goodbye, or this is how the story is, basically, mm-hmm. an ending. That little epilogue? Is it epilogue?
It might be. I'm not sure in a theatrical sense.
Prologue is
before, epilogue's after. Really? At the end, I mean.
Okay, one of those. I think I have a problem with this too in a couple of episodes ago. I didn't know which is the epilogue and which one is the prologue. But in that little scene, it seems like he said that his mind is getting too old or he doesn't remember. So he wrote everything in the books. Mm-hmm. And then we're reading it basically in his books, the journals.
Like the notebook.
Yeah, notebook. Or
the notebook.
Yes, or the one podcast I love listening to, We're Alive, is like that too. Mm-hmm. They wrote right in the books. Shout out to We're Alive. Hey, Casey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my overall feelings about the movie. Did you like this movie after revisiting it? So I kind of like this movie. I'm happy that I watched the movie. I basically filled that void.
This version of it is your first experience, yes. And not the new one.
I kind of want to go in blindly in the new one, but I only watched the trailer of the new one, and that's it. I didn't watch anything.
Yeah,
I
think
I
only watched the one or the very first trailer. I didn't want to see anymore. Mm-hmm. It's still exciting to see the new one.
So the new one, they basically open up with that first scene of this first movie,
but it's in the second episode where you see him.
Then that's it. And then everything else in that trailer is very different. They mm-hmm. have, because the new movie takes place in the 80s, the technology.
Oh, like how you said how during that, was it the 60s or something? How they had the actual physical pictures, but in this one they have the slideshow.
Yeah. And then the slideshow is basically taking place in the 70s. It's mm-hmm. like, or the 60s. And then, so one of the things I really hope in the new one. So, we're done talking about the old It. This is probably hopes of what we're going to watch in the new one. And mm-hmm. I hope the new one has these elements in the movie. I really like the little loser club thing. But I really hope each character is developed better. Yeah. So this one...
Well, they'll have more time.
I hope so. This one...
Actors are way better these mm-hmm. days now, aren't they?
I feel like Mike and Stanley... are not really like main focus in the movie.
Yeah, they died and you don't really feel that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't die. Mike didn't die, but they got injured or whatever.
Not Stanley. Stanley. Oh yeah, Stanley. Yes, Stanley. Yes. Stanley and Mike.
And you're not as
invested in their death, basically. Yeah. They just not death, but when they get hurt, not Mikey. Mike. But yeah, when Mike got hurt, and then when Stanley died, you don't really feel anything. I hope in this one, the new one. They basically just I don't want it where
the focus only on these three kids.
No, well, not just three, but this is our protagonist and he meets the girl meets the boy meets the two guys, and that's it. It's like it's going in a row. I actually really want is they just start as their friends and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then we get to know them still by their interactions of one another. Mm-hmm. Similar to what Goonies does and Stranger Things. You're like, you know, there's a history with all these kids. We don't need a actual back history of how each individual one
came to be.
Another good example is Sandlock, like that. Mm-hmm. I want that where we know each personality right away by the way they interact.
Well, the one
with
kid was the new.
I know, but you knew exactly. We're the kid in Sandlock. We're the audience.
Okay, I see.
I mean, they can do it to the new one. And probably do it reverse where it's...
What character would you think would be
good
for
think,
that? That you want to be the audience?
Richie.
The comedian?
Bill. I'll be Bill. And you basically meet the... Like, he's a new kid in the block. And then Bill meets all these kids. And mm-hmm. right away, you know that he's a new kid.
That's what the chubby kid. He was a new kid to Derry.
Remember? Oh yes,
yeah. Probably, remember yeah. Because the dad died in the military. What war would that have been that his father died? Is that
70s?
Is that Vietnam that he died in?
Yeah, Vietnam. It would be the 70s. Yeah, I think so. It should be.
I don't know wars or times.
Same here.
We'll see Vietnam.
I don't know actually. This is 67. So
is that when it takes place?
Yeah, the movie the kid version.
Vietnam's in 60s, isn't it?
Huh? I thought it was the 70s. I don't know now. All my war information is literally from Forrest Gump. So whatever war that was, that's why I think Vietnam is happening.
Vietnam. The 70s, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is like my things. I hope the new one just better.
Oh, the music too.
Yeah, music. So this one plays more like that 70s music, that John Carpenter type of music.
When they
like couple piano keys.
When they revisit their memories, it's the old music. And then when they're adults and they're revisiting childhood things, they have that type of music. Mm-hmm. Or the.
So I hope the 80s is a very influential thing in this movie.
And then instead of greasers, that they're punks.
Yeah, they're punks, like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. That would be a cool idea to have. And then,
Well, remember, I think in the trailer, too, they had bikes as well. They all had bikes, I think, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, every kid has a bike when they're like growing up. Like E.T. type of thing. Yeah, everyone had those. I mean, those are now in style now, so I won't be surprised.
A lot of hoodies.
Yeah, hoodies. Oh, yeah, in the 80s, too. Yeah.
Neon colors.
I think is there anything else that you hope that the new film will have?
I hope it'll be more scary. I don't remember at what age I saw it. I don't know if I was actually scared or if I disliked that sort of thing. And now revisiting it again, like I wasn't really scared, but it was like, oh yeah, like it kind of like, I knew it was supposed to be creepy parts. And now I'm hoping that this one is really scary. Cause like, I like that other clown movie.
Clown.
Yeah.
It's called Clown. I know. Yeah.
The Clown.
Oh yeah. From John Watts.
Yeah.
Not John Watts. Is it John Watts?
I don't know.
Or Water. Or I forgot. The guy who made Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's John Watts. But I might be wrong.
I don't know people's
yes.
places and things. But I like the idea of the clown. I like of being a scary catalyst. I like that thing there. Something's supposed to be innocent. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to trust and have faith in to be a scary thing. Like, that's why I like when there's scary movies that have to do with religion or things with faith or things like that. Even though I don't really... It's not my thing. It doesn't scare me. Like for religion, it doesn't scare me because I believe in God so much that this is scary because of the devil.
Yeah.
But is that thing is supposed to protect you, mm-hmm. you know, and thing like that. It's supposed to be a good thing. You know, you could use that as, I guess, anything. But I like the clown. I like how that's supposed to be to do with, you know, innocent children. And then I like that when the children, when they use that fear against the antagonists.
Yeah.
And they win, you know, type mm-hmm. of thing, you know.
And this one, they use, what was it? Well, he used a battery acid again.
Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
What's his name? The one who died. Stanley actually used his bird book at one point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. It's the to help you bring you back into your conscience, mm-hmm. your linear thinking. You're focusing on something else, not the fear. You're not letting the fear overtake you. Mm-hmm. You're coming back here. Okay, this is me. This is where I'm. Like the things they tell you to deal with stress.
Yeah.
You
know, type of thing. But yeah, that's
because the new clown outfit too. It's that old type of
the old floofy, style. Lacy yeah.
type of thing too. And the big thing they have it here too with this with the Pennywise hair with the big white type of like bulb fryer mm-hmm. looking thing. And this one it's much more accentuated.
Yeah.
Type of thing, and but they do that so that's very large and then his. Face is kind of more down towards the chin area and very small, makes mm-hmm. you focus and that thin line thing. It's very it draws you in more. You
know? I'm still wondering too in the new one if he talks because in the trailer I haven't seen him talk.
It would be interesting to hear his voice. Yeah. Who's is the actor?
It's English? One of the Scarzar. It's yeah, he's English.
No, are they? They're not English, aren't they? Something else?
I don't know.
They have accents, right?
They
Australian, New Zealand. They're
one type of non-American that mm-hmm. is taking our jobs here in America.
I know, right? Jesus Christ.
We should build a wall over
there. Well, Skarsgård, what is that called? Like Norse? Like that type of thing? I don't know.
Probably. But yeah, he plays Pennywise in this one.
I think he talks. I would imagine so.
I hope
But so. I wonder if he's going to do the Tim Curry route.
You know, oh,
that type of how his inflections because he's like I don't know if Tim Curry is theatrically trained like how I want to say John Luke Picard but Patrick Stewart
yeah
you know how they all speak like that mm-hmm. it's very that
even though
that
they're
candor
American,
that yeah. candor and stuff and use it that or is he gonna be like hee 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 like that type of like a Krusty the Clown almost yeah. kind of like that too that very gruff you know thing. I hope it's really scary.
Same here.
I think it will be.
By the time you guys listen to this, the movie's out. I mean, it is out already.
Will we have Chinese food by then?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we'll end the podcast now. We'll get some Chinese food.
Chickadee China, Chinese chicken.
Chinese food with some eyeballs, little baby
chicken. A little baby, a fetus.
A fetus of a chicken.
Chicken fetus inside of a fortune cookie, which I don't understand.
And this crab thing coming out. And
well, those are the spider fangs.
Oh, that's what it was. And then one just got blood. That was it.
Yeah, it was boring. They do a lot with the blood.
Yeah.
You'd think they wouldn't be scared as much. Is it paint? Is that what that's supposed to be?
No, I mean, it looks paint to me. Yeah, it does not look like blood at all. We know blood, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners, for listening to this different episode. We might do more like this if you guys like it.
What is this?
I call this before. Mm-hmm. Before whatever we watch. Basically, we'll take something that is coming out, a new version of it, and then read or watch or listen to the thing before the thing. So like
the thing before the thing, you mean?
Yeah. So like the one thing, one of the movies,
but before the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The thing
before
it. We'll do the thing and then before.
So like one of the movies that's coming out recently is
Ninjago.
Ready Player One, and that's based on a book. So I want to try to read that book before the movie comes out.
You can't read the book of Ninjago first.
We can watch all, I think there's like 58 episodes of the actual Ninjago television show. No. That is not, they're not basing that off anything, too.
Yeah, because all those actors aren't in the show,
right? No. They're doing the Star Trek or whatever, where it's one universe, is this universe. Mm-hmm. Or the Power Ranger route, basically. They're doing the Power Ranger route, where why are we talking about Ninjago there? But yeah.
Because you wanted to do that.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. You can contact us at thefreakingawesome.com. If you have any questions or comments, leave it there. If you can, go on Facebook and like us at The Freaking Awesome. If you're on Twitter, you can at us at TFA now. We'll shoot you guys back. Not shoot. Tweet you guys back if you have anything.
We'll shoot you.
Yeah, and shoot you. Because everyone floats, always floats. Ah, float, 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 float. Hey, you know what? A cool way to float? Root beer float.
Yeah.
Cause everyone likes root beer floats. No, not everyone. I get that with clowns. But yeah.
You do a Coke float.
Coke float?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. Heck yeah.
Mickey float. No, I don't condone Coke. Okay, that's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else is all
but
right.
Soda's fine.
Yeah, soda's fine. Pop is fine.
Pop it, pop.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And remember to don't break the circle. Is that the thing? Don't break the circle?
Yeah, or something.
Yes. I'm John Abaya.
I'm Audrey Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome Podcast.